Welcome to Shulman Shulman Adav, Shere Sponsor, Lo Yenish Basam, Biyak HaSholim, and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvas Daf Yizayin. The Gemara, right before the Mishnah, brings a Memra or a Braisa in the name of Abba Shol ben Imma Miriam. First of all, this is the only place in Jas that this man de Omar, named Abba Shol ben Imma Miriam, is mentioned. We don't find anything else. That's the only thing he said. So it's a unique Memra of Abba Shol ben Imma Miriam. Now, the fascinating thing here is we're calling him in the name of his mother, Abba Shol, in the name of the mother, Imma Miriam. Tosfos in Bo'basha Tav Kuf Mentes addresses this. As we mentioned earlier in this Masechta, there's a Machlekes Rashbam in Tosfos, who is Rami bar Rochel. Rami was a son of a woman named Rochel. Says the Rashbam, why Rochel? Why don't mention the name of the father? Says Rachel, that's the daughter of Shmuel who was captured, and the father was the guy. He became a Jew later, but her son was born, her Rasa Shalom Begdusha. That's why you go based on the mother. Says Tosfos, no, Mar bar Rachel was a full Jew, and his father was Jewish as well. And the fact that you mentioned the name of the mother, that's not a problem. We do find in Shas that when there's a very important mother or mother that comes from a very important mishpacha, you do mention the name of the mother. And he brings the example of our Gemara. You see over here, Abba Shol ben Imma Miriam. You're calling him in the name of the mother. You see that sometimes you could call in the name of the mother. Now, although we call here Abba Shol in the name of his mother, we see that when we need to mention a name regarding halacha, for example, in Gittin, you have to mention a name in a very specific way. We do not use the name of the mother. And that's a Chasam Sefer in Shuvah, Evan Ezer, Chalak Beis, Shuvah Chafei. The Chasam Sefer says, why don't you use the name of the mother? He brings many rayas that even in times where things are not so convenient, we don't use the name of the mother. He brings, the Gemara tells him, Bo'abaso, when you have two people with the same name, so what you do is, Yishalshu, you name the grandfather. Says the Chasam Sefer, why don't you name the mother? A very easy and convenient solution. And he brings a few other examples that when the Rabbanim were stuck, they never used the name of the mother. So you see from here, he says, in the get, you should not use the name of the mother. Question is, why not? If it's convenient. We see over here in the Gemara, we mention Abba Shol ben Imma Miriam. Why could he use the name of the mother? So the truth is, in the Gemara on Shabbos, the Samech Vav, the Gemara mentions when you have some kind of a lachash, some kind of a tefillah that you say, you shouldn't mention the name of the mother, Shmo De'imi. And there the Mefarshim go on, speak in length, many Mefarshim, that when you speak about a refuah, you do mention the name of the mother. And it's brought down the Panim Yafois, that whenever you're speaking about sickness, you mention the name of the mother. When you speak about Elias the Shama, meaning about someone who died, so you mention the name of the father. Why is that so? So Tzadik HaKoyen in Machshav Eschorutz, and a very similar idea brings a Reuven Margolius on his Oris and Sefer Chassidim. They say the idea that the father is the source of spirituality of the person, and the mother is the source of the physical elements of the person. So whenever we're talking about the physical elements, we daven to Hashem to give refuah to the guf. So then you mention the mother. But when you want to talk about something that has to do with Elias the Shama, so then you mention the name of the father. That's why by the Minig Ashkenazim, that when you talk about someone who died, you mention the name of the father, that's what you do in Yiskor, but with someone who's clearly mentioned the name of the mother. So this thing gives us a little bit of understanding. The reason we call somebody the name of his father is not only because it's convenient, the person is associated with the family of the father, because the father is the one who gives him the ruchnius. And a person is defined by his ruchnius, not by his physical elements. That's the Ikra definition of a person. So that's why when we want to call a person, the name of a person, the way you call him is the name of the father. So says the Chasam Sefer in Gittin, you cannot write, if you want to define somebody, you should never write the name of the mother. Because that's not how you define a person. The name of the mother is just a physical element and not the ruchnius. Now, even though we do have Amoroyim, Chasam brings even people in Tanakh, the name and the name of the mother, that's for, that's maybe there, a peep shot, means it's there, he was more known for that name. But Echidami, Abba Shol ben Imma Miriam, if you would have to write a get, you would not write the name of the mother, you would not write the name of the father, because the name of the mother doesn't define who he is. We just have it for convenient purposes. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, what's a good, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.